I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 2013. That was the day the West Fertilizer Company in West Texas caught fire and exploded, killing 15 and injuring more than 260. Of those killed, 12 were emergency responders, many from local volunteer fire departments. Three others were nearby residents. 40 to 60 tons of ammonium nitrate detonated at the fertilizer distribution facility. It damaged more than 150 nearby buildings, including schools, residences, and a nursing home. It also damaged key city water supply infrastructure. The Chemical Safety Board issued a number of findings and recommendations in its final report of January 2016. Heat from the initial fire likely caused the ammonium nitrate to explode as it was stored in combustible material. The facility had no fire detection or sprinkler systems and had not been inspected by OSHA since 1985. West's previous insurer did conduct inspections and dropped the company over its lack of a positive safety culture and its refusal to clean up several electrical hazards. The board also found local fire departments lacking in incident command systems and proper training in multiple areas. The explosion revealed the lack of zoning regulations in many cities like West, which allowed for the construction of residences, schools, and commercial buildings near such hazardous sites. Recently, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms ruled the incident an act of arson. Former OSHA official Jordan Barab argues there is no evidence of arson, and regardless, the facility exploded due primarily to improper storage and management of combustible material. He notes the Bureau's conclusion served to fuel industry opposition to President Obama's Executive Order 13650, improving safety at chemical facilities. In 2017, President Trump's EPA head Scott Pruitt granted a stay on that final rule.